The work of preparation is, there's an urgency to it in this season. And all of the readings this time of year, like they're, you know, November and December, it seems like a continuation from the end of the liturgical year into the beginning. And it's this continuation of the time is short and be prepared. So we hear the voice crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. And the voice of John the Baptist. And all of this is, there's this urgency and this nowness to it. We have to get this done now. And what I think the Lord wants for us to go deeper in and really engage in this time of year is urgently preparing for the day of the Lord. But I think that the urgency can sometimes, I don't remember what this is called because I'm not one of those organized businessy people, okay? I'm not smart enough for that. But like you have these four quadrants of how you spend your time. Quadrant one is urgent and important. Quadrant two is not urgent but important. Boy, it's easier if you're looking at it. Quadrant three is it's urgent but it's not important. And quadrant four is it's not urgent and it's not important. So quadrant four would be like that movie that you watched last night. Okay, it's not urgent, it's not important, but you should spend some time, you know, in quadrant four, okay? Or hopefully not too much time. What's the problem? We spend a lot of time in quadrant four, and then everything becomes urgent and important because we didn't get it done, okay? Where do most people spend their time? Quadrants one or three, urgent things, okay? Now, this is the question. All of the urgent things, are they important or not? Ho, ho, ho. What are your priorities? Like that's so quadrant one, urgent and important. Quadrant three, urgent but not important. But we need to get this thing done. Actually, it doesn't matter if we don't. But we got to get it done now. I got to do it right now. Okay. If you're following along with me, quadrant two is really important. Because in a sense, this is what I'm talking about. In a sense, this is what John the Baptist is talking about. And I realize I'm somewhat contradicting myself. But here's what I mean. The not urgent things that are important tend to be, in the long run, the most important. They're the most important things. Because they're not important because they're due tomorrow. They're important because they have such a big effect on everything. Okay? So, to the degree that we have this urgency to prepare, I think that I want to just ask the question, how do you prepare for Christmas in your spiritual preparation? Okay? First, going to confession is a really important thing to do. Repent, go to confession, what does it mean to be prepared for the day of the Lord? To be in a state of grace. That would be quadrant one. If you're not in a state of grace, that would be urgent and important. I would be nervous to not be, right? Even if you can't go to confession immediately, you can make an act of contrition, you can repent. Those would be urgent things, okay? And there is an urgency to that that you can respond right now. Like before the end of this homily, if you're not in a state of grace, you can respond to that. Or certainly before the end of Mass, or certainly you can just stay right after Mass. That's not, okay, but that's not the only thing that we need to have an urgency about, all right? I want to make two analogies, and then I'm going to make 10 more analogies, but there's two, okay? I don't know, we'll see how many I get to. Last night I really was racking them up. Getting in a state of grace would be kind of like, anyone ever worked on a roofing crew? I did, and we really rolled the dice. My boss is a pretty brave man. By brave, I mean reckless. And by reckless, I mean it was very exciting. We were tearing off this roof one time, and there was a thunderstorm coming in, and we could see this thing pretty well. We had a great view from the roof. He's like, oh, let's keep going. Pretty soon, we had to tarp the roof off while the wind was, I don't know, the neighbor came over and yelled at us. Interestingly, we were working across the street from my parents' house, just by coincidence, and my mom had the neighbor come over and yell at us. And when we were unfolding the tarp, because we had to tarp it off, there's no way we were going to be able to get the shingles on. But if you don't cover that thing with the tarp, you're going to end up paying tens of thousands of dollars in damages because that rain's going right through the insulation, and it's going to go, their ceiling is going to fall in on their living room, basically. That did happen to my boss. Because, anyway, that's another story. I really love him, but he totally deserved it. Okay, so we're tarping this thing off, and you know, it was very urgent. It was to the point where, as I was holding one end of the tarp, the wind caught it and unfolded it, but only like a square this wide, and it just shot forward and hit one of the other guys and knocked him off the roof, which he landed in bushes. He was fine, but But we waited maybe a little bit too long. I mean, but we got it tarped off. No damage was done. And that could be a bit like preparing for the day of the Lord if you're not in a state of grace. Do it now. You know, don't wait. All right? Be in a right relationship with God. Get in a state of grace. Now, that's one aspect of preparation. That's quadrant one. Oh, right, that's got to happen right now. This is the most important thing, okay? That quadrant two that I said wasn't urgent, but I'm saying, well, but it kind of is. There is an urgency to coming to full maturity in Christ. Because we have to start right now. We have to go for it right now. We have to get into it right now. Coming to full maturity in Christ. This isn't like a roof being tarped off. This is more like a tree going from a little sapling to a full-grown oak tree. It's not going to happen in a week or 3 weeks, but if we don't start now, and then we don't start during Christmas, and then we don't start next year, and then we don't start, maybe we never will. And what do I mean by full maturity in Christ? Well, second reading. Brothers and sisters, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more, and knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ, so that God is glorified. There's this understanding and discernment of every kind, this knowledge, this ability to know what is of value. We hear John the Baptist saying, fill up the valleys. And level the mountains, fill up the valleys. What's lacking in my maturity in Christ? Is it urgent for a tree to grow? Yes. How many times have my parents or my brothers and I tried to plant oak trees and apple trees in the land behind my parents' house? I don't know, but every time the deer eat them. Okay, we just can't, we haven't properly fenced them off, that's our fault, but there's an urgency to that tree getting larger. For many reasons. One is just simply that if other trees grow faster, there's, you know, they won't get sunlight and whatever. But also, the deer are going to come up and eat them. So there's an urgency to that. And I want to say that to really do what's most important on a regular basis, John the Baptist is like saying, this is the time. Now is the time to start on these things. So that, you know, the oak tree that... There's a huge oak tree. There's a couple of them, but there's always the one by the baseball field, by the softball field. No deer is going to go over and eat the leaves off of that thing unless a branch falls down. No windstorm is going to blow that thing over anytime soon, anyway. There's no other tree around that's going to fall on an oak tree like that anywhere, really, and be a threat to it. But if it's just a little sapling, a falling tree might smash it. So there's an urgency, in a way, to grow. Not like, oh, there's a thunderstorm coming in and we have 10 minutes. No, there's years. This is going to take years. But it has to start now to be ready for the day of the Lord. It has to start now for you to come and for me to come to full maturity in Christ, to fill up what is lacking in our understanding. That gift of understanding, and in this way, I think especially to what, you know, how do we come to full maturity in Christ? There's a Bible verse about all scripture being inspired by God. And it talks about what it, to come to full maturity in Christ. You know one thing that's indispensable? Scripture. It's not the only indispensable thing, but it's a pretty key one. And it doesn't matter how many indispensable things there are. Like, you, if they're indispensable, you need them all. Okay? So our understanding and our ability to read Scripture, the time that we spend in Scripture, reading God's Word, hearing God's Word, pondering His Word, how did Mary receive Jesus with faith? She heard the words, had faith, and she pondered them in her heart. She said, what do these mean? You know, she had faith, but she was seeking understanding. That's how one comes to full maturity in Christ. We won't grow very well if we don't take time in the Word, if we don't listen, if we're not praying, if we're not prayerful about how we read Scripture, if we just don't spend time on task, as you know, but if we don't have that deep, you know, we're not sending those deep roots down into God's Word. You, if you've been confirmed, you received, and even through our baptism, but confirmation especially, we see this gift of, these gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in Isaiah. One of them is understanding. You know what the key area for understanding is? The ability to read the Bible and understand what it means. Which doesn't mean that as soon as you get confirmed, you never had to think about it or study it again. But it does mean that you have a special charism from the Lord so that you can do that. Yes, we have to exercise that gift in order to grow in it. Having a gift and employing a gift effectively in our lives are not necessarily the same thing, right? So we have to spend time doing that. There's an urgency to this. There's an urgency to being not in a hurry. Like, there's an urgency to you being not in a hurry, spending time in silence and reading the Bible. So hurry up and, like, don't be in a hurry when you pray. I think that's the number one thing that the Lord wants. Maybe the number one thing that He wants from us in this season. But another thing that affects more of our service and our outward, you know, kind of our active life, is to lower the mountains. All right, you got to fill up the valleys and lower the mountains. That means our pride being humbled. And how do we do that? Well, God does it, but we want to make our lives about Christ. When John the Baptist's most famous quote, "Behold the Lamb of God," of course. His second most famous quote, "I must decrease, He must increase." Jesus has to increase, I have to decrease. My agenda, my plans, what benefits me, how I get ahead, that's got to decrease. How people see me, how people see Him. How does His kingdom advance? How do I serve others? I'm lowering my pride to be attentive to others. That's also how we come to full maturity in Christ. We can't come to full maturity in Christ if we're not putting Jesus first and others second. If we're not serving, this is where taking care of the poor and the needy this time of year is so big, or all kinds of ways of ministering to family or friends, or someone else. That's how we come to full maturity. Is it's not directed toward me. I am thinking about myself, yes, but I'm thinking about how am I directing myself toward serving God and others? That's how the mountains get lower. That's humility. It's not thinking, as you know, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking about yourself less. Right? And how do I serve others? There is, now is the time for us to engage in this work and to allow the Lord to draw us and to work more deeply in this work of bringing us to full maturity in Christ.